sisters and brothers, I bring you greetings from the Communication Workers of the UK. We represent 300,000 workers in postal, telecoms and the financial services sector. And today, comrades, the speakers from the trade union movement have a name that's been given to us by the media. And that name is the Awkward Squad. Well, if we're part of the Awkward Squad today, it's a pretty big Awkward Squad out there. We believe the trade unions must play a full part in this anti-war movement. If Bush goes ahead with the amongst the dead, goes ahead with this war, our brothers and sisters, communication workers, and all Iraqi citizens' lives will be at risk. But if there's public funds for this war, as Marcus said, then there's public funds for the publicly owned, publicly financed post office. There's public funds to pay the firefighters. If this war goes ahead, Iraqi children not just will be threatened, but those Iraqi children still being malformed from depleted uranium dropped in the last Gulf War. The winners in this war will not be the Iraqi people, nor indeed the British people. The winners in any war will be the financial speculators and the arms industry. And if we're talking about deadlines, if we're saying there needs to be a deadline against Iraq, which we don't support, well, how about a deadline for Ariel Sharon to get out of the West Bank? This US government wants something called total spectrum dominance. Well, that's a nice posh word for dominance of all the peoples of the world. You today are showing that there's opposition to this war. We look back at this demonstration now and we think of the Vietnam Solidarity Campaign to help the victory in Vietnam. And we think on this, in that campaign, there was very, very few trade unions present in that campaign. And today, the trade union movement, for the first time in many, many years, is behind this anti-war movement. We got victory in the anti-Vietnam War movement, and we'll get victory in this war. We will defeat Bush and Blair in this. Now the slogan has been, as we said at the TUC, give peace a chance. Well, there's another slogan that John Lennon dreamed up, and it went like this: war is over if you want it. The 450,000 people today represent the people of Britain who say, with no war, no war on Iraq, peace, peaceful world, give peace a chance, great meeting.